Well, we were pretty excited about the Monday night footy game. It ended up being an absolute cracker. The Seattle Seahawks got home in overtime. Let's find out what Dick Fain thought of it. I imagine as a Seahawks fan, he's pretty happy. G'day, Dick.
Guys, I haven't been more stressed out during a football game in a long, long time. I think since the Seahawks went deep into the playoffs a few years back, it was the last time I was that stressed out. I mean, what a spectacular game filled with just huge moments, you know, huge momentum swinging moments. I mean, fumbles returned for touchdowns. And, you know, as the Seahawks are going in for the game winning touchdown, Russell Wilson, totally uncommonly gets intercepted at the 5-yard line, and it's run all the way back almost into field goal range the other way. You get the 49ers rookie kicker shanking a field goal into the tunnel, giving Russell Wilson another chance. And of course, I think everybody knows now when you give Russell Wilson a second chance, he is not going to let you down. That's why Russell Wilson is as good a quarterback as there is in football.
Yeah, I still got my question marks over their defense, Dick, but their offense is so good. And the same could be said about the 49ers. Garoppolo at the end there failed to come up with some plays, but their defense is so good.
Yeah, it really is. And the 49ers defense has been consistent all season long. Meanwhile, the Seahawks defense has not. And the Seahawks defensive players even mentioned this after the game. They said, you know, we've heard the chatter. We've heard the fact that everybody thinks this is just a Russell Wilson team and the defense is no good. And it ticked them off. And Jadeveon Clowney was as dominant as any defensive lineman in that game that I have ever seen play for the Seahawks. I mean, maybe back to the Cortez Kennedy days when Cortez Kennedy was the MVP back in 1992 and was kind of a one-man wrecking crew, and he's now in the Hall of Fame. But Jadeveon Clowney, that type of game was why the Seahawks traded their third-round draft pick to Houston for Clowney. He was an absolute difference maker. And you could see Garoppolo go back to pass, and he was never settled in the pocket because he was always kind of peeking out of the corner of his eye. Where's number 90 coming to wreck my house? And Clowney did that a number of times.
Dick, always talk in rugby league here in Australia about the referees, and I looked on social media after this game, and it seemed like a lot of Seahawks fans weren't particularly happy with some of the calls that were going San Francisco's way in this match.
Yeah, I was one of them. I think that would have been a big talking point had Seattle lost this game, and maybe it'll still be a big talking point on my show later on today, because it's a little bit easier to complain about the officiating when you win the football game, because then there's no sense of sour grapes because you actually got through it. So Seattle was able to get through the officiating. There was a terrible call at the end of the game when Russell Wilson escaped the sack and then ran for about a 5-6 yard gain. And the referee said, no, we blew the whistle. We thought he was down back here, even though he was clearly not down. They decided that he was in the grass. The officials have jurisdiction that they can blow the whistle anytime they want to quote unquote protect the quarterback from harm. Well, Russell Wilson, I mean, we've seen it so many times. He's Houdini, guys. I mean, you should not be blowing a whistle when Russell Wilson is still standing on 2 feet, because he can do anything as long as he's still standing on 2 feet. That was a terrible call there. There was an offsides call that was terrible. There was the DK Metcalf going into the end zone, reaching the ball out and going into the end zone. And the officials decided, well, no, even though the player that was standing out of bounds was ripping the ball free, we're going to give the ball to the Niners. So I think there was definitely grounds for Seahawks fans being very frustrated with the officials in that game. And let's just see when these two teams meet back each other in the final game of the regular season, which undoubtedly is going to decide the division championship and maybe the number one overall seed in the NFC. We'll see if the Seahawks get the benefit of the hometown calls the way the 49ers did last
year. Hey, Dick, we know how important the quarterbacks are to the teams. And, you know, you speak about Russell Wilson, you know, being favorite for the MVP. With Wilson, say Brady and Aaron Rodgers, they're quarterbacks that can take the team to a Super Bowl. Is there any other quarterbacks that can do that, or do the other quarterbacks need the team to take them to the Super Bowl?
No, I think you got to add Drew Brees to that list without question. Drew Brees is certainly a quarterback that can take his team to the Super Bowl. And the way Lamar Jackson is playing, I mean, we still have to see him do it in the playoffs. Lamar Jackson was terrible in the playoff game against San Diego Los Angeles, the Chargers last year, the former San Diego Chargers. He was terrible in that game, but he's playing at an MVP level, and he's probably the greatest competitor for Russell Wilson, the MVP award right now. I mean, he is just the run he had. Go take a look at the Lamar Jackson spin move touchdown run that he had. Go look it up on YouTube. It was just, I mean, it was, he and Michael Vick are the only quarterbacks that we've ever seen put a move on that like that at the quarterback position. So Lamar Jackson is playing at an elite level. The only question with Jackson is, does he know how to do it in the playoffs? Because Wilson has already won a Super Bowl. Brady's already won multiple Super Bowls. Breeze has already won a Super Bowl. I mean, Rodgers has won a Super Bowl. I mean, all those guys, we know that we can count on those guys to play at an elite level in the playoffs, whereas the younger guys like Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson, very, very talented guys, we just don't know if they can do it when the lights are the brightest.
Yeah, 275, Russell Wilson is the favorite way for MVP here. Lamar Jackson at 325, and then a break to Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson at $7. Patrick Mahomes is at $12. Want to make mention of the MLS Final 2, Seattle Sounders. Congratulations, they are the champs, 3-1 over Toronto. And a bit of a connection for us here too, because Drew Carey, of course, a part owner of that team.
Absolutely, and what a weekend, guys. I mean, I decided to, you know, I was given no preferential treatment on tickets or anything. I mean, the tickets were gone. It was unbelievable. Our radio station, I think the entire station got like two tickets for the game because they were so expensive. The get-in price, you know, if you just went to the secondary ticket market, the get-in price was around $300 just to get into the building. It was filled with 70,000 people. I took my entire family. I said, you know what? I'm going to swallow the price, and because I think this is going to be a memorable day for my family, which it certainly was. We went to the march, this big rally prior to the match. Macklemore was doing a concert there. He's a Seattle guy. He's actually a part owner of the team as well. And, you know, watched the concert, marched down to the game. There were over 100,000 people there, either watching in person or watching the big screen right outside the stadium. And then today they're going to do the championship parade, and I'm sure a few hundred thousand more people are going to brave the elements here and go out and celebrate. And, you know, just great for Seattle. You know, the MLS is certainly not seen as a elite soccer league in the world, but it's a growing soccer league. And now we're starting to get players like a Carlos Vela, who are in the prime of their career and could be making millions and millions of dollars playing in Europe or playing in South America. And instead, they're deciding to play in the MLS. Zlatan as well. I mean, we're seeing some very, very good players now coming to the MLS. It's certainly a growing league.
Yeah, what about this college game on the weekend, or last weekend, sorry, Dick, the LSU Tigers up against Alabama. Jeez, it was a classic.
It was a great football game, and LSU got the win. And I still can't quite figure out if Alabama has slipped a little bit from last year or if LSU is elevated from last year, maybe a combination of both. Alabama still has a shot for the Final Four without question. I think if they win out, they probably still will be in the Final Four, and we'll probably see two SEC teams, Southeastern Conference teams, in the Final Four. But it looks really good for LSU. I mean, LSU potentially could even lose their conference championship and still make the Final Four, because they would be a 12-1 runner-up in their conference with a win over Alabama. And, you know, it's a selection process. The Final Four is selected based upon a resume. The committee gets together and decides, based upon your entire body of work, who are the four teams that are most deserving to play in the Final Four. And Alabama's not out of it yet. There's no question,
Dick,
Mark, and, no question about that.
Dick, they're into you, mate, our listeners, because our listeners, a lot of them love Ohio State. And they're riding them home. Remember a few weeks ago I asked you about them? They're into 320 equal favorites now, Ohio State.
Ohio State looks great, guys, and I heard an amazing stat about Ohio State. They've only trailed once the entire season, and that was the beginning of the year to a small school called Miami of Ohio. They were actually down 5-0 in that game, and then they went on to rattle 70-plus points in the football game, and they have not trailed since. Now, the schedule's going to get a little more difficult for Ohio State, but they are definitely right there as one of the favorites to make the Final Four.
Good on you, Dick. We'll speak again next week.
See you guys. We'll talk to you then.